With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Boston weather today up to a high of 51 degrees. If you're in search of a car battery that won't let you down, even in the lowest temperatures, AutoZone has you covered with the proven tough Duralast batteries you need to plow through winter. Tested in the most extreme conditions, you can count on them to deliver when you need it most at AutoZone.com. Learn more. In this hour, the Greg Hill Show, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I got to get out of here. I spent the last 5 minutes being, like, basically instructed about mac and cheese by Wiggy for an ad nauseum period of time here on why he knows the best mac and cheese and nobody else knows good mac and cheese.
Right. Now, do you have to get out of here because you're sick of hearing it or because you need to get mac and cheese?
Well, probably because I need to get mac and cheese.
Yeah, exactly. That's the important clarification, like sir.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Everybody's like, oh, the sides. There's only one. And that's black mac. Black macaroni and cheese, man.
How does black mac differ from white mac?
Because
is Johnny Depp in it?
Well, no. Because and
WPF.
And now I grew up on white mac. White mac and cheese.
Yeah. You know, with that's my not mom. Like Bernie Mac?
It's kind of. Until I met my wife and she introduced me to black macaroni and cheese where they put sugar in it.
That sounds nasty.
Ew.
It is not. I'm telling you, it is. It is so good, you will not want no other side on Thanksgiving. You'll just say
the black
sugar
mac.
In mac and cheese?
Yes.
It's not supposed to have a sweet taste to it.
Yeah, listen, you ain't never had black mac, man.
No, you're right.
No, I mean,
I'm going to bring it in one day because my mother-in-law makes an amazing black mac and cheese. My wife does a good one, too, for Thanksgiving. I mean, I was the same way.
Isn't it just mac and cheese?
No.
Like, why does everything, like the caller Jerry said, I mean, why does everything have to be defined by race by you?
I like fried chicken.
Yeah, I like fried chicken.
Because it's true, there's certain things that white people and black people make. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's the world we live in. And like I said, until you have black mac and cheese, well, you'll be in.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
I like fried chicken.
You turn it into
chicken.
9 syllables. Yeah. Chicken.
You know, I'm going to bring it in after Thanksgiving, like in a little Tupperware bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all try it out.
What about stuffing? Like, you're not a stuffing
guy? No, I was a stuffing guy. I like stuffing.
Is that on the party boat?
What?
Oh, no. I was a stuffing guy. It's fitsy for you. until I met my wife, and she turned me into black mac.
Yeah. This is Mike. Yes, Mike.
Then y'all get your head out of that gutter.
Greg Hill, good morning.
What's up?
Wiggy is on some other stuff with sugar in the black mac. That's false. That's fake
I'm
news.
I'm telling you, it's a southern black thing, man. Go down south.
Oh, my grandmother picked cotton. Get lost with that. You mac and
so she ain't put no sugar in the mac and cheese? Here. Come on, Mike. She ain't put sugar in the mac and cheese?
Nah, you know that. You know it's got to be the chubby aunt with the thick elbows.
Yeah.
You know, but if there's no sugar, you know, she uses maybe she'll use real cheese.
Right.
But the main difference is it's baked.
Yeah,
right?
I know
they'll
it's baked.
Cheese sauce, and then they'll use a couple of different grated cheeses, and it's baked. Well, ain't no damn sugar in
I'm
no
telling you.
Cheese.
I'm telling you. My wife.
You want help. You're letting your candy yams drip in your mac and cheese, and you're getting confused.
Ooh, I like the marshmallows. I like the marshmallows on my candy yams. But it is the sugar that they put in it.
Are yams any different than sweet potatoes?
Not technically. I think that yams need to be in the. There might be subtle differences, but
they're the same thing.
I read a thing, and there's a sign at Market Basket the other day, and it said that like yams have to be labeled as yams and sweet potatoes because of whatever clarification the USDA.
Oh, really?
Long as they put the marshmallows on top of the sweet potatoes. Yeah.
Tom Brady has half a marshmallow on his sweet potatoes.
No, he doesn't.
I'm telling you,
it's organic.
That Black Mac, man, that Black Mac. Mike ain't had it.
I feel like this is one of those like Sunday morning 11 a.m. like community discussion shows about food and community, and it's just.
I told you that my wife put me on it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, man.
I'm on the Black Mac.
I said, I'm on the Black Mac. I said, what is this? You put sugar in mac and cheese? And you baking it?
This is Chad from New Hampshire.
Hey, Ken.
What's going on?
Hey, my grandmother used to put brown sugar in her mac and cheese at Thanksgiving every single year. She passed away 10 years ago or so, but it was the most delicious, creamiest mac and cheese you ever had.
Brown sugar? Like, it just doesn't seem...
I'm telling you.
It doesn't translate.
Mac and cheese, I don't feel like it's supposed to...
mac and cheese.
Well, no.
Completely changes the mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. All mac and cheese.
I never had any mac and cheese like that ever since hers.
All mac and cheese is baked.
No, not all mac and cheese.
Not all
is baked.
Of it. No,
it's not.
No. How
else do you make it?
Over in like a pot.
Yeah, you just make the cheese sauce and then stir the pasta in. But you don't bake it.
You mean
it
like out
crust.
Of the box?
No. If you make like a homemade cheese sauce, you stir the pasta in. This is going to probably be an unpopular opinion, but I don't care. I stand by it. Mac and cheese needs to be made with cavatappi pasta, the little twisty ones, not fusilli, cavatappi, not elbow macaroni, because elbow macaroni is the nastiest S on the planet.
Well, elbow macaroni, you need something
it's
that
slime.
Holds the cheese.
Yeah.
Like, so the one that looks like a spring.
The little, spring,
like
and it's hollow
big,
in the middle.
I like it with the big rigatonis, because it holds the most cheese possible and sauce possible.
So
and
I'm telling you, I'm going to bring it in. I'm going to bring Black Mac in after the holidays.
I like fried chicken.
I do too, buddy.
This is Will from Springfield. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, man?
Hey, I got a couple of things. First, you guys are off the chain this morning. A lot of black and white and food and everything. Yep. Wiggy, black people don't put sugar in macaroni and cheese. I don't know who or where she got that recipe. It is what it is. There's not a lot of things I agree with what you say. I agree with you with the whole AB thing. I agree that we shouldn't have let him go, you know, because there really was no real, you know, evidence and nonetheless. But about this helmet thing. So I looked up some things. A helmet, an NFL helmet, weighs about 6 pounds. And this Garrett guy, if you know what he looks like, he's 271 pounds and he's muscular, very muscular. So with the force that he swung up and swung down, and hit him in the head, he's really lucky that he didn't get concussed or crushed his skull or brain damaged him. So I don't see how anyone is agreeing that he shouldn't be charged with anything. That's assault and battery. That's legit. Like, he could have took that man's life. And people feel like that's not something that should be held accountable for as you know, getting arrested or something like that. That's kind of crazy. But I'm going to hang up and let you talk.
Yeah. I think Wiggy's not denying that it was assault.
Right.
He is just very insistent that law enforcement does not belong in sports.
No.
And so basically, any crime that is committed during a sporting event by those who are playing, there should be no point at which anybody is ever charged with a crime.
That's ridiculous. There's a line at which it becomes excessive. It just depends on determining what that line is.
If NFL players signed up for that in like your contract, Wiggy, if you said we agreed to any assault of any kind happening on the field, I think fans would be all for it. They'd be like, great, they signed up for it. But Larry the lawyer is on my side, buddy. My side.
So if a player's traded and doesn't want to go to that city, can he call the cops for being forced out of his home?
No, I don't think so.
But Curtis keeps making, even though he keeps saying like funny stuff like that, he's making a point where
it's
that's
idiocy. It's
that's
lunacy.
What the next step is going to be. That's what the next step in these snowflake world we live in, that there's going to be some lefty wing job who goes, why should he have to leave his job? He didn't ask to be
traded. His four kids love it in Boston. Why does he have to go to that hellhole in Cleveland?
By the way, said by the guy who says that AB and Colin Kaepernick both have a right to play in the NFL, and they're being denied their right to play. That's Wiggy. That's Wiggy saying that. Hello, Joey.
So, is that how we doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Just want to say how serious this stuff is. You know, I think football and basketball are pretty mild-mannered compared to the other sports. But, I mean, yeah, that was egregious last night. But I had to call in once house called because he's been saying what I have been saying my whole life about the pitches pitch into the bat. That's ridiculous. I mean, there could be serious damage there.
Yeah.
And I also think hockey is in the same line as that because, I mean, they allow these guys to fight. But my big point is I think it's ridiculous that UFC and boxing is even allowed. Like, that should be illegal. That is assault. Like, why? Just because people are making money off of it and it's entertainment, like, that stuff's allowed. 4 boxers died this year because of it. It's ridiculous that they even allow this. But because they're making money and it's in Vegas and whatnot, they allow it. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I think it should be banned altogether.
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't know, like, the true, we should ask Larry, the lawyer, this, but the true definition of assault, isn't it when one party is
assaults another, yes.
But the other one doesn't, but the other party doesn't retaliate. So, like, in boxing and MMA, it's not really
assault. I don't think there's a condition on it, though. Yeah. I think it's just simply the
But you know what I mean?
Attack.
It's not really assault when two parties are basically going after each other, right? So how can you determine which guy is assaulting the other?
Yeah. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
What's up, Mike?
Real quick, right? So I agree with Curtis 100%. Law enforcement does not belong in sports. If you guys remember, I don't know. Well, I know for a fact that Mike Milbury, remember Mike Milbury when he was in the stands in New York and beat the snot out of a fan?
Yeah.
He never got charged.
No.
It didn't look, I don't know if it was free will or not in basketball. Didn't he go after a stand?
No, it was Ron Artest.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ron Artest. Thank you, Wiggs. Yeah. So, you know what? Let the league deal with it. If they suspend him, they suspend him. If they, whatever they do, they do. But keep law enforcement out of it. Guys, have a great weekend.
All right, you too. You too.
Yeah, that's what I think. You got to keep law enforcement out of it because there's too many things that could go wrong if you allow them to now come in and police your league.
Well, here's a 352 text. Danielle, where's that? Which says, so Wiggy, pro sports are above the law?
Ooh.
What do you mean by that? What are they? I wonder what they mean.
They're above the law. So somebody who's a pro athlete who commits a crime.
No.
On national television.
On the field.
Less, is above the law?
The laws are different on a football field than they are in the real world. I would say that.
Well, I don't think Florida agrees with you.
That was from Florida, not like the rest of us. Well, hello to Florida. Thank you for texting.
Should Belichick get charged for stealing for all the great trades he's made? I mean,
but wouldn't you agree with that? Wouldn't you agree the law is different on a football field than it is?
No, I don't think it really is. Not when it's assault.
But Curtis said that.
Not when you're swinging a 6-pound item at somebody's head with the intent of hurting them.
Should it matter? Because every play would then be deemed assault.
No,
on a football
really,
field.
Because it's part of the game.
No, what you but see, you can't have both, though.
But it's not part of the game to swing a 6-pound helmet at a guy trying to decapitate
him. That's why he was ejected, Greg, and that's why he'll be suspended. Those are the rules within the confines of their doing this.
And you're missing the point. We're not talking about what he did. We're talking about that you said the caller said that, hey, should football players be policed differently? On a football field is not like real life. Curtis brought the point up. You can't just walk down the street and tackle somebody.
Curtis, you know when you and Stiz Grimey have your fights?
Yes. They're ugly.
And you guys are outside yelling at each other, voices raised, angry at each other. If Stiz Grimey grabs something and hit you off the head, he shouldn't be charged with assault
for that. There's a little difference. We're both not wearing football pads, and we're both not contractually obligated to play in the NFL. We are both probably 80 pounds together, and nothing would occur, even if we punched each other.
Well, see, you keep it, but Curtis, what he keeps doing, Greg does, and I agree with you on this, he tries to keep making the comparison
to real life.
But it's not real life.
It is.
No, it's not. What happens
it
on a
is.
Because we Curtis said it and I agreed. There are things that you do on a football field that you can't just do in a regular job walking down the street that are considered assault.
Yeah. All right. Well, there are more voices than mine or Ken's saying that perhaps criminal charges may be filed when it comes to what happened last night. More on that and the crossover and everything else coming up here on a Patriots Friday at WEEI.
Later today, Michael Irvin joins Dale and Keith. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. There will always be a vacation, a holiday, or a celebration. Put Awaken 180 to the test this holiday season and lose weight while others are packing it on. We've got this scandal. We've got Kaepernick tomorrow. Antonio Brown, by the way, met with the NFL yesterday. Josina Anderson is tweeting out some news. It lasted 8 hours.
Wow.
Omitting breaks. Didn't finish until 7 p.m. Brown felt it went well. He had a chance to share his reflections during the time he's been out, and he was responsive, very responsive.
Where do you think it goes from here? Because everybody was like, oh, it's not going to last. Look what happened during his depo. He's going to blow off the hinges. Now we find that 8 hours. See what Goodell does.
I think they're going to do their due diligence, and the due diligence will be over on February 4th, 2020.
Right.
Josina says there were three NFL reps there, led by Lisa Friel. There may be some follow-up conversations. Then full decision-making process is expected after that, so we'll see. Patriots injury report. John Simon added with an elbow yesterday. Limited for Patrick Chung, Matt Lacoste, Danny Shelton. What's the score prediction coming up tomorrow? Or should it be Sunday, Wiggy?
Wiggy?
What did you say?
Pat's Eagles. What's the final score?
Oh, Wiggy's dreaming of Black Mac. He wants to know. Ken is picking
Eagles
the Eagles.
Win. Yeah.
No, I'm not going. When's the last time I seen the Pats lose a game, have a bye week, and then lose another one? I can't recall.
This time.
So what do you got?
I like the Pats in this one, 28-14.
Okay. I say Pats by 10.
Ooh. Wow, blowout 10. For both of you guys.
That's not a blowout.
10 points. That's blowout city. Bruins at Toronto tonight, 7 p.m. Celtics at the Warriors, 10:30 tonight. Mike Trout, your AL MVP. We had so many big-name guests. Do you want to play the Bobby Orr supporting Don Cherry? Maybe we should save that. I feel like that could be its own segment. I didn't even hear. I'll play a little clip. Bobby Orr was on. They had, of course, the Mount Rushmore of athletes on the last 2 days on OMF, but he went to bat for his guy, Grapes, after the whole scandal this week.
He's not a bigot. He's not a racist. You guy, Glenn, you know him.
I do.
This guy is the most generous, caring guy that I know, and what they've done to him up there is just disgraceful. It really is.
You get your more than interview.
I love it.
Wow.
B. Orr says it's disgraceful what they've done to Don Cherry.
Ken, you're a hockey guy, and you disagree with him. What do you?
I do. So I don't want to rip Bobby Orr. That's his. It's obviously his buddy. You know, I disagree. He went too far, in my opinion, and didn't apologize. And didn't really want to apologize. The weather today in Boston, 51 the high today. In search of a car battery that won't let you down in the winter, even the lowest temperatures. AutoZone has you covered. Proven tough Duralast batteries that you need to plow through winter, tested in the most extreme conditions, so you can count on them to deliver when you need it most. Just visit AutoZone.com to learn more.
I will remember you. I was told by someone who I would say absolutely would know that the NFL right now is weighing a minimum of 4 games and the upper bound being 6 games. So,
don't let your love.
What is wrong with you? Is there something? Is something you need to tell us or something?
It's an emotional moment. Yeah.
It's Friday.
We lost Myles Garrett for 4 to 6 games.
Ken.
It's the wind beneath his sails. Or is it the wind beneath your wings?
Wind beneath my sails. God, you are just a gem, Wiggy. I love you.
Well, he's talking about the... Wind beneath my wings.
I know what he's talking about. I love him. I love him to death, this guy. Him and his Black Mac.
Black Mac. I love Black Mac.
6 games doesn't seem enough.
Nah, not enough. I mean, you know.
Tom Brady got 4 for smashing balls. His cell phone onto the ground. Allegedly. Not smashing a helmet on somebody's head.
Mm-hmm.
I would think.
4 games minimum, though. He might only get 4 games, Myles Garrett.
Could you imagine the reaction here if Myles Garrett gets 4 games from Boston sports fans and Patriots fans in general?
He should be gone for a full season.
How easy is it? Indefinite suspension.
Yeah.
Wait to see if there's any contrition. Wait to see if there's actual legal ramifications for it. And it gives Goodell carte blanche to figure it out as it goes along.
Now, there is a sports law professor on the show. Obviously way too intelligent to be listening to this program. Jim from Western New England University. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm great. Great. I love the show. I love the show, and I'm a listener, so I wanted to call in and help you guys out if I can.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, so sports law, tell us what you know and what you think about this.
All right, so I'm going to break this down into two issues here. First, the criminal issue, because you've been talking about that with Wiggy, and then I'll talk about the civil issue, in other words, a civil lawsuit for damages. So to give you an example, I don't know if you guys remember Jose Offerman, who was an infielder with the Red Sox many years ago. Well, Jose made, you know, a good contract with the Red Sox, but then his career took a turn for the worse, and he ended up with the Bridgeport Bluefish of the Independent League.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And one night he hit a home run. This was in 2007. He hit a home run, and then his next at bat, the pitcher hit him with the pitch, which sometimes happens. You know, they brushed him back. They hit him. He charged the mound with the bat in hand. On his backswing, he hit the catcher, and then he swung the bat and hit the pitcher. Okay? Now, what happened there is the league suspended him, okay? But the police went right onto the field. I actually knew people who were at this game. The police went right onto the field, arrested him, put him in cuffs, and took him away in the police car, and he was charged. He was charged with assault, okay? So then you have that, and then you have, if you remember, Marty McSorley. He yep. played mm-hmm. for the Bruins. He chased a player down the ice, and hit him from behind with the hockey stick, and he was charged criminally in Canada. And also, if you remember Zdeno Chara, when he did that a very hard but clean check to the Canadians player
yes.
who went into the stanchion, and the Montreal police were considering charging him with a crime. So Canada is quicker to charge with a crime, but the Connecticut police charged Jose Offerman with the crime.
Now, did you hear Larry, the lawyer, say earlier that he thinks that a police officer who was there last night yeah. should have yeah. made an arrest?
Well, Larry's right. Larry's right in that it is the discretion of a police officer. If he witnesses a crime, he could have, just like Jose Offerman, the police in Connecticut, marched onto the field and arrested him. So if a police officer saw that, he could have arrested him, but that's in the police officer's discretion, and rightly so. We have to give police officers discretion. So it could have happened. I mean, the guy could have been arrested right there, just like yep. they offered.
And yeah. Wow. All right. And then from a civil perspective, obviously, should anybody want to file some kind of a lawsuit, they could.
Okay. You know, I enjoy your conversation because everyone has opinions. Yes, it should. Yes, it shouldn't. But we're a society of laws. And the law on this in Massachusetts is governed by a case called Govan versus Clark. And in that case, there were two college hockey players. One played for Nichols College and the other, I believe, was Worcester State. And the question there was, there was a face-off, and one of the players butt-ended the other player in the stomach, you know, 4 inches up on his stick, hit him right in the stomach and ruptured his spleen, okay? And the kid was out for the entire season, had to withdraw from school. And in Massachusetts, the law is, as established by that case, the action has to be willful, wanton, and reckless, like so wanton and uncaring that it's just beyond the rules of the game. Because in games like hockey and football, once the puck is dropped or the ball is snapped, there are batteries and assaults all over the place. But the players, there are. It's a sport yeah. of batteries.
Right.
But the players, they assume the risk of that. They assume the average normal risk of that. But when the conduct is willful, wanton, and reckless, someone can sue and win if they prove that. In Illinois, and actually the player lost in Massachusetts, but in Illinois, there was a case where a soccer goalie was down on one knee and was kicked in the face by another player, sued and won for the damage. He was like in the box. I'm not a soccer guy, yeah. but he was in the box down on one knee and was kicked in the face and recovered for damages because the conduct was willful, wanton, and reckless. And if they can prove that, that's how they would win a successful lawsuit.
Okay. All right, Jim, thank you.
Well, then they should have arrested Marquise Pouncey. Because when you kick somebody, that's considered,
yeah.
kicking them is considered an assault with a deadly weapon.
They should have arrested everybody.
Yeah, well, right, but that's what ends up happening. You know, arrest everybody.
All right. The crossover is coming up next.
Cheers to the freaking weekend.
Well, Rich is here for the crossover. What's going on, Richard?
Nothing. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Yes, ready for the weekend?
Yes.
The freaking weekend?
Very yes. excited.
No? Good.
Very Same. Excited.
Very excited.
A little
right.
college football to go to tomorrow.
Love it. Who they got this week?
AIC.
That's always a big one.
Yep. A big D2 showdown over at
They Berlin. Always are.
Should be good.
Yeah.
And then I may try to take in, I think the Bruins are home tomorrow night, Ken.
They are. Washington Capitals. Big game tomorrow night.
Huge game. Good one.
Huge game.
I may try to get a Truly chug going during the
Nothing nice. Wrong with that.
The go live.
They got
period.
The Wild Berry, I heard.
They opened up all the new stuff over there at the Garden.
Good.
It's extraordinary.
Nice.
They got that new, that the couple new bars open mm-hmm. over
yeah.
there.
Yeah, awesome.
Truly is good.
Yeah, it
yes,
really
it is.
Is.
It's Truly.
It really is.
Goes down smooth.
Your thoughts on criminal charges after last night's debacle?
I was
in
very
the
offended last night. Yeah, I called the Cleveland Police Department right away. So hopefully they've you know pursued Myles Garrett. And take care of business there.
Responded to your complaint?
Yeah, no, they did. They took it very seriously.
Oh, that's good.
They said, listen, we've got a few of these calls.
Were you burping when you called 911?
Was I burping?
Yeah, were you burping?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's a big thing in England.
No.
I don't know if you've heard the audio or not.
No,
but,
no, no.
There's a,
this is a key for madness.
Oh, is
a,
it?
There's a man who relentlessly calls
really?
Their version of the 911 line.
999.
999 is what it's called over there in England.
Okay. And he just belches.
He just
into the
belches.
Phone.
He did it some 30 times. Or
you got to block that number, maybe. Something. I know 911 probably doesn't normally do that, but there's probably some numbers
right?
they can block.
Yeah. I don't think they can. Yeah,
we
don't
want this one.
I think that defeats the purpose.
Like, is this that same guy again? Like, I'm not that answering that.
Well, just put it to the voicemail.
Yeah, yeah like a voicemail.
It's emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello.
Hi.
He's like, I've already heard this joke. It was very funny the first time.
I love how the 911 operator is just like so cool with it. You've done this before.
I've heard you.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have an emergency that you'd like to tell us about?
Yeah.
If you play that out, he talks about black mac and cheese.
Oh, black mac and cheese is
amazing. Macaroni and cheese.
I'm trying to get them on it.
Are you?
Yes.
That's the one with all the sugar, right?
That's the one with the sugar.
Stop it.
It's probably the new way the Astros. That's the new way the Astros are signaling their batters.
I'm going to bring it in. I'm going to bring it in.
One burp fastball.
Yes. I'm going to bring black mac and cheese in one day. And then when everybody's like, oh, my God, where can I?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
You think
do?
I
do.
Yeah. Really? I mean, reports are he devised the whole thing.
Oh, he's the mastermind. He's the mastermind behind it. Yeah, I think he's in trouble. I mean, at the very least, he's going to get fined. I don't know. It's going to be interesting because now he's on a different team and all that stuff and how they're going to be able to prove all that stuff. But if they're really serious about getting rid of it, I think he'll get suspended. I think Beltran will get suspended, and I think Hinch will get suspended.
Yeah.
If they're really serious. Other than that, it'll just be
fines. Well, why wouldn't they be serious?
Why wouldn't they?
I mean, the whole entire world was consumed with Belichick. You know,
yeah, but that's also football versus baseball.
Accidentally taping a practice or two.
Football versus baseball, Patriots versus everybody else.
Yeah.
Like the other owners in baseball don't hate the Astros like the other owners hate the Patriots.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But I don't know, how upset is Major League Baseball that we're talking about another cheating scandal, I guess.
So you think he'll get suspended? Wow.
I think there's a chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of
course.
I didn't think that.
That sends a message. That's a real
Even
stern
though he's with
message.
A different organization?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will Cora get arrested?
They could think about it, though. I don't think he'll be arrested.
But how did nobody figure it out? I mean, they were like 80-1 at home.
Yeah.
And then like
the playoff splits are off the charts, too.
Guys
are hitting .500 at home and like a .110 on the road. It's home cooking. I love that home cooking. Sleep in my own bed.
And I mean, how do they not hear? Like, I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing. There's somebody's banging a trash can as loudly as they can.
Come on.
Or you got the catcher, they're saying now, like the bullpen catcher hanging over the fence with like his glove out. Or he does,
very subtle.
Yeah, right.
Very subtle.
It's like, wait a second. It's 0-2 when he's ready for a curveball.
They were like one step away from like the bench coach. Like, fastball!
It's nuts. I just can't believe nobody
figured it out.
He
throws a curveball on 0-2 count. He's waiting.
Oh, he was dialed in.
He was dialed in. Usually you're sitting on the high heat.
Well, so we'll get into the violence that took place last night in the Thursday night game. That was pretty serious. And then Michael Irvin will join us at 10:50 today.
Not a violent guy.
No?
No.
We'll get his thoughts on that. Miles Garrett should be locked up.
All right. See Devin McCourty?
It is Jason McCourty today, somewhere in the 11 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Have a great week. What are you doing? You got any big plans for the weekend?
No.
No?
No.
Any AB talk because he was 8 hours.
Oh, we're talking about AB.
8 hours.
What time was that?
Me and Rich Keefe are huge AB supporters.
Probably most of 10 to 2 today.
Can you text me?
Most of.
Can you just text me when you're talking about it?
He'll be back.
I'll give you a text alert.
Just text me.
Looks good.
It looks good for him.
If you missed anything this morning, then you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. And if you still don't have the app, just text APP right this moment to 37937. Have a great weekend.
Oh, you too.
Just one more sincere thank you to everybody who donated to Christian and to the American Diabetes Association, over $100,000, which is
incredible.
Sterling effort. And to the Greg Hill Foundation for the family of the fallen Worcester firefighter. We're at $165,000 or so that you donated there. So thank you so much for that. And a reminder that you can still go to any paper store location all weekend long and donate to the foundation there for the family of Lieutenant Menard from the Worcester Fire Department. We'll be back on Monday with Tom Brady and Boomer.
Boomer
Esiason. Boomer. Wiggy, thank you.
Arrivederci.
Oh, God.
Nice sign-off. Wow.
That's a new one.
Incredible.
A signature sign-off. I've been working on that one.
That's
for all the people that always say I don't support the Italian side of me.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm Bacallion.
That cleared things up.
How do you say that? Bacallion. Bacallion.
Bacallion, yes.
That sounds like a luxury car.
Bacallion.
Have you seen the new model of the Bacallion?
Yes. It's half. It's half black, half Italian.
Dale?
The lower part down.
Oh, of course you are, yeah.
And the upper part up.
Yeah.
Egg.
All right, Dale and Keith is next.
I like fried chicken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.